So here's an interesting statistic for everybody. An interesting statistic. 92% of consumers will believe a recommendation from friends or family over any other type of advertising. That is what's most meaningful to them. In addition, 74% of consumers said that word of mouth was actually the key influencer in a decision of when they decided to purchase something new. And why is this? Because people trust what others have to say. According to Nielsen, 92% of people trust recommendations from family and friends. Think about that. And the advertising industry calls this word of mouth marketing. And they love it. And you know why they love it? Because it works. No matter how many ads they buy, nothing works better than word of mouth advertising. How many times have we been quick to tell a friend or family member about a restaurant we just ate at, or a movie we saw, or a favorite vacation spot? And that is because we like to share things that work well in our lives, and people like to hear about that. You know, in the age of social media, they're called influencers. And so for those of you that possibly are not on social media due to age or desire, which I admire that, an influencer is someone that has the power to affect the purchasing decisions of others. And it is now the fastest growing marketing segment for distribution. In fact, they call it the influencer marketing industry. And it's set to grow to over $13 billion this year. And 80% of consumers have purchased something due to a recommendation from an influencer, something they saw online. Sometimes you don't even realize that's what you're seeing. Men, as leaders, we have the ability to influence others by sharing our faith. And so we're going to open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 2, where we've been studying Paul's letter to Timothy here at Leadership Ministries. Now, last week, Mark kicked off chapter 2, and so I'm going to go a few verses back before we dive into verse 4, just to set the stage for where we are. So we're at 1 Timothy 2, and we're going to start with verse 1 and go through verse 7. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness, because this is good and pleases our God, our Savior. And then we'll pick up here in verse 4, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, and that man is Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. And this has now been witnessed to at proper time. And for this purpose, I was appointed, Paul, as a herald, an apostle. And I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. See, Paul describes himself as a herald, which is a messenger, right, a preacher. And he was given this very special privilege of announcing the gospel to the Gentiles. And so in verse 4, after he encourages everyone to pray, and pray for everyone, Paul reminds Timothy that God wants everyone to be saved and know the truth. Now, unfortunately, this does not mean everyone will be saved, because folks will hear it and choose to reject it. And we can't control that. But we are to share the gospel with others. And people need to know about the assurance of God's love. So Paul's advice here at the beginning of chapter 2 in this letter to Timothy is very simple. Pray first, then share. And we share by telling people about our faith. And you don't have to know all the answers. I don't know all the answers. None of us here know all the answers. But we have to have a willingness to share the impact that God has had in our lives. So what do Christian leaders do? We share our faith story. And we share the good news of the gospel. And one way to do that, as was mentioned earlier, is we invite men to come here for fellowship at Leadership Ministries. But there's a common misconception, I think, that I want to address. And there's two things you do not need to share your faith. The first thing is a perfect life. You do not need a perfect life. I've invited friends and coworkers today to listen online. I have my son here, my dad's here. They will all attest to the fact that I am not perfect. And the other thing you don't need is you don't need all the answers. We're all sinners, and on our own, there's nothing we can do to remove that sin. But the good news is Jesus Christ died for everybody in this room. In fact, Paul reminds Timothy of this in this passage we just read when he says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. So the good news is that Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. The best news is that this is free. This gift of forgiveness and eternal life is absolutely free. You just have to accept it. So we don't need all the answers. We don't need to be an expert. You don't have to go to seminary to tell someone about your faith. You just need to share the hope you found in knowing Jesus, that incremental change that it has made in your life. So Christian leaders share their faith with others. And this is how we become men of influence, right? This is how we impact people in our lives. And we share the good news of God and the gospel. But we don't just do it with our words. We also need to do it with our actions. Because if we just have words and don't have the actions to follow, then that might turn people away from the good news. Sometimes we do this by sharing, sometimes we share by loving others. And this means even loving those that you might find unlovable. We live in a culture where everybody wants to cancel those that they don't agree with. This is not our calling as followers of Christ. As followers of Christ, we should want to cancel the cancel culture. We should love everybody. You know, we also share our faith through generosity and through giving, right? When you demonstrate your generosity in front of someone else, that is a way for them to see your faith that you have and your willingness to invest in the kingdom. Your generosity can be a testimony to others. And sometimes we share God's love through forgiveness. And this can be the hardest. I was reminded last Sunday about a really powerful lesson in forgiveness. And we probably all recall in 2015, the summer of 2015, the horrific shooting in an African-American church in Charleston. And at the hearing, the family members, when given the chance to address the shooter, chose to forgive him. In fact, one of the women who lost her mother said this, and she looked right at the shooter. She said, "I forgive you. You took something really precious from me. I will never talk to her again. I will never hold her again. But I forgive you and have mercy on your soul." What a powerful testimony. At that moment, that was the podium she was given. And she shared her faith of forgiveness and prayer for that person. She didn't forget it. She still had pain, but she chose not to harbor it inside and hold it against him. And so as Christian leaders, our words are meaningless if we don't have actions to back them up. So as a leader in our marriages and in our family and in our friends and our businesses and our social networks, it's really important to think about how we treat others. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see good works and give glory to Father who is in heaven." And so the Bible tells us, right, there's plenty of passages here that in all walks of life we should live by example. And the Apostle Paul really believed that we should all be living examples. And even in Philippians, he says, "What you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things." I actually like how he says the word practice, because it kind of implies you're not going to get it right the first time. You know, I was getting ready for this talk, and Mark shared an article with me. It was from 2016, and it was in the Washington Post, and it was an opinion piece written by Ed Stelzer. And you probably don't know who he is, but he was the founder of Lifeway Research. It actually is a Christian polling company. And he wrote this opinion piece, and he said, "Call yourself a Christian, start talking about Jesus." And this is what he wrote in that article. "It's essential to understand that regardless of our personal comfort level, we are called to share our faith because Christianity is a missionary faith. Despite the change in our culture and the way our faith is regarded, Christians are commanded to tell people about Jesus. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus called fishermen as his first disciples, and he told them he would make them fishers of men. And his disciples are still to be called fishers of men." So men, we need to remind ourselves every morning before we head out, that we are called to be fishers of men. In fact, that polling company he founded, Lifeway Research, found that 78% of those who do not attend church, when asked, "Would you be willing to listen to someone tell you about Christianity and what they believed?" 78% said they would. These are people that do not attend church. So there's folks out there that are willing to listen if we would share our story. And, you know, the truth is most Christians believe it is their responsibility. But few actually do it. And I even fall in that own category. So here this morning in front of this group, this is a very easy audience, to be honest, right? To share my faith. It's filled with a room of people who have also professed their faith. But it's harder in the real world when we step outside of these doors. And that's where we really need to practice this. So Paul's instruction to Timothy applies to each of us here today. As Christian leaders, we need to share the gospel through our words and actions. As I mentioned earlier, 92% of people trust a recommendation from a friend or a family member over any other type of advertising. And so don't just be an influencer in your social settings for the material things, but be an influencer for Jesus. I read this post the other day, and I thought it was interesting. This person declared this about herself. I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who will save anybody. I was reading the news this morning. I was reading about one of the Olympic athletes, and her name is Sydney McLaughlin, and she set a new world record. And I don't know if anybody saw this, but this is what she said. We each have a podium. We each have an opportunity. And she did not waste it at this moment. I want to share it right now. Let me start by saying what an honor it is to be able to represent not only my country, but also the kingdom of God. What I have in Christ is far greater than anything I've ever done in life. I pray my journey may be a clear depiction of submission and obedience to God. Even when it doesn't make sense, even when it doesn't seem possible, He will make a way out of no way, not for my own gratification, but for His own glory. I have never seen God fail in my life, in anyone's life for that matter. Just because I may not win every race or receive every one of my heart's desires does not mean God has failed me. His will is perfect, and He has prepared me for a moment such as this, that I may use the gifts He has given me to point all the attention back to Him. We each will have different moments. It might not be on the world stage getting a gold medal. It might just be how you interact with someone today at the office. It might be how you interact with a server at a restaurant. It doesn't mean you have to completely profess your faith, but it does mean that your actions should be like a light of Christ's love to them. So men, here's a challenge. Who do you need to make an impact on? Who can you be influencing? And what will be your faith impact on those in your life? Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for the freedom we have to gather here and learn about You and learn about Paul and encourage each other to be influencers. We thank You for these letters that were saved for thousands of years so we can read them. And we ask that You just place on each of our hearts the desire to be a light and to share our faith with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, enjoy your time at your tables.